It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday, and while we're on the subject of tomorrow's big moon shots, to the year
1972.
Yeah, the last time humans went to the moon.
Aww.
During the Apollo 17 mission, which took place December 7th, liftoff to its return December 19th. Apollo 17 Commander Eugene Cernan became the last person to walk on the lunar surface.
4 days, push. Engine arm is ascent.
Okay, I'm going to get the pro.
99, proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition. Fly away, Houston.
See you soon.
They have the same radio capability as we do.
I know.
And the number one song in country music at the time?
Got the all.
Unfortunately, Freddie Hart and the Heartbeats. And his number one song, Got the All Overs for You. In parentheses, then, All Over Me.
Oh.
How about that for early 70s fun? Yeah, this big tune. In fact, a big year overall for 1972 for one Freddie Hart. And this song in particular was born out of a conversation in a record executive's office and was designed. See, Freddie Hart had a formula, kind of like Conway, of having these romantic, as he called them, pedestal-placing country music songs. This one did the trick. It became his fourth number one hit there, and it stayed on the top of the charts for the duration of that moonshot in 1972 for 3 weeks. Yeah, it all happened when the central idea of the song came from a comment made by Wade Pepper, the head man at the time for Capitol Records. Bet he had a big mahogany desk and a cigar.
Yeah.
You're here to see Wade Pepper, I see.
Can I get you a bourbon and soda, sir?
Well, Freddie Hart was in Pepper's office when Wade told him, Freddie, I got this girl who works for me, and every time she hears one of your songs, she just gets the all-overs.
Oh.
Who Freddie said, Wade, I'm going to write a song about that right there. And he sure enough did. He wrote most of his own stuff back in late 60s through his run in the mid-70s. And actually, this song was the first of Freddie Hart's singles to be formally credited to his touring band, the Heartbeats, because he felt, well, they were not just the finest band in the country, but quite possibly the finest band in all the universe.
Aw.
Little did he know that this song that came out in fall would, by December, test that. No word if it was played on the moon or not. But it was part of a big, big year of 72. He had two other number one hits. That was his time to shine. So, as we get ready to go back to the moon's lunar orbit tomorrow, this was playing back when we did it last in 1972. Let's get the all-overs.
Love vibrations. I can feel them when I hold you.